Yeah, Samuel Jackson now on the ground. Listen to this story. Give everybody else about another 10 seconds to get back here. Or start talking. Robin's over here now, Justin. He just joined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Still a little late
to the party, but better than ever. Did you see our messages at least posted? For now on, anytime one of our shows crashes on our site, guys, we'll come over here and we'll launch it within 5 minutes. We'll just get it going because now that we know how to use this, and I'll figure out how to use the audio a little better. But what about that clip right there, Justin, huh? I mean, how crazy is that? Especially when we know about the fake victims now, for them to, like, throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. It just rubs it in your face so much more. You know, it's just thinking of that a writer would even think that deep into the whole story. You know, it's definitely, it's just insane, you know, that I don't know, that's when I first heard it, like I said, I didn't believe it. I had to go and watch it actually, you know, in the movie to verify it for myself, you know what I'm saying? That's how much I couldn't believe that they put that right in there. You know, and he wasn't talking about, like, you know, a small attack where you kill one, you know, where you kill 20 Muslims, and, you know, you kill 20 people and blame it on the Muslims. You know, he was pretty on point. They probably were going to use the number 4,000 and said, hey, you know, if not, you know, maybe let's not, you know, give it out totally there or whatever. You know, that whatever the number they decided on is probably ritualistic. And anyway,
well, they were going to use 4,000. It just was too big of a job. Look how sloppy they were on some things, you know?
Yeah. You know, who knows? But as far as that goes, it's you see, like, different numbers even in three or four different places. But I don't know. You know, I think that's the number one slam dunk. I think the lone gunman one, too, because of the fact that you have, you know, just a whole episode. And it was just about that, and it was from the makers of the X-Files. And if you think about it, the X-Files is actually predictive programming as well for the, you know, the eventual. And I don't care if this happens this summer, guys, or if this happens 10 years from now. Eventually, they're going to pull a fake alien invasion hoax on you. And, you know, it may be 40 years from now or maybe tomorrow, but it's going to happen. And that's my feeling on that because it's the one thing that totally brings together the New World Order. So they had the show going for, what, 8, 9, 10 years. And then, you know, and then the same makers of that were obviously on somewhat of the know, put out this one show called The Lone Gunman, which is all about an attack on the World Trade Center. It's just insane. But, yeah, I don't know.
While you're talking, there's a clip that I can play that they don't really need the audio. I'm just going to throw it in the chat. I want you guys to look at it. It's like a 40-second clip. This is from the Super Mario Brothers movies. Look at the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
It's disintegrating in the movie. It's unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. This was all in our face. But definitely check out The Lone Gunman. We got to get the link for that. I will grab the link for that right now, Justin, when you were talking about that. That's the real crazy one. I mean, they actually almost go through with smashing the plane into the Trade Center, but some good guy takes over the controls in the last second and pulls it up. That's how close they come to doing it. And it's a total inside job, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Rex in the chat is talking about the scene with the New York Magazine with $9 with the towers behind it making 11. Yeah, no, that was definitely totally delivered. Another one of the big ones. You know, there's so many in that little, you know, even in that link from Clues there that's, like, you know, you have the one from, you know, look at the ones from the Die Hard episodes and everything. It's just, I don't know, like you said, you could chalk up to three or four of them, but how many of them really almost, you know, how many of these really are pretty dead on or just, you know, or just weird, just how many people are born on 9/11 so-and-so, 9/11, you know, in every one of these big movies, someone that's of power or whatever. I don't know. It's
Hawks always say 9/11 in so many movies. Like, what's the what's the chances on all the hours and all the minutes of the day that these clocks are going to say the same time, you know, in all these different movies?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
And you see the Terminator one where he's in the chase scene, Terminator 2, and he's about to hit the bridge? Now, whenever you go under a bridge, guys, what does it say for clearance? It says 10 feet, 12 feet, 16 feet. What does this one say? It says caution, 9/11, and the dude smashes right into like a cement column that looks kind of like a tower.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not for nothing. That's a little small for any bridge, 9/11.
Yep.
Yeah, no, what were some of the other examples in there?
I had a good picture that I want to post. Let me dig it off my website. This came from the National Lampoon magazine, guys, in 1975, okay? And wait till you see this picture of New York I'm about to post. You want to talk about predictive programming? I've got it down here in the comments on the site. I'm going to grab it right now. There it is. I got it. Give me 1 second. 1 second. So 1975 National Lampoon, I guess there was something called before Gone with the Wind, but not the Gone with the Wind that we know of, obviously.
Right. And, what that is, that's a spoof. National Lampoon is a spoof movie.
Yeah, well, look at this guy. Look at this. And this has been yanked off the internet. This is really hard to find
right now.
It really is. People told me it was. I had a hard time finding it. And look at the towers. Look where the fire is on the towers. It's in the same spot as where it was on 9/11. And this is in 1975. You got an airplane crash happening above. Are you telling me that this isn't part of it?
Yeah, no, they're all funny, man. They're all.
There's just so many examples of it. It's everywhere.
Yeah. You know, even look at the airplane in that too. I mean, the airplane even is it looks like what, like an American airliner?
Yeah, guys, look how long ago this was. 75. Like, guys, if you guys haven't heard our 9/11 show, seriously, go over to our archives or go down on our archives. You can do it right here on TalkShoe. Listen to some of our 9/11 specials because they're all archived here. There's some crazy things that some of you, I'm sure. Yes, a couple of you in here know, but I bet there's a lot of people in here that really, really don't know about the extent of the fakery of the day of 9/11. You really need to look into it. The whole thing was a hoax. It was a whole media hoax with a bunch of fake video and fake victims and just so much bullshit going on. It's unbelievable. You guys got to check it out sometimes. I know some of you guys are innocent in 9/11. Make sure you check our 9/11 shows. Capricus says, details aren't as important as the event. 9/11 is the show, whether there were planes or not. I think the details are very important, though, all the details, guys. I can't ever agree with when people say that. I hate when people say that. You need all the details, because if you don't get all the details, you get misled, and you don't get to go down all the roads. Sometimes you even have to go through the disinformation.
You know, I agree, Brian. But the whole thing is as long as someone's not, you know, the fact that people want to say that like the no plane thing is bunk is, you know, those people that I think they're trying to sever the movement more than anyone that's trying to, you know, like whatever. The way I look at it is we're just more deeper researchers than some of these people that say, well, hey, that's not needed or whatever. But I think it is. I think, you know, there's certain litmus tests in it. And that's just, you know, my opinion on it anyway. But I mean, you know, I think you know, why if you want to know the truth, why not know the whole truth? I mean, I think, and as you know, just as far as the planes go, I mean, I think anyone can tell that those hits look totally funny on so many different, you know, angles and so many, you know, just the, I mean, the whole thing of it. But you know, I don't know. We won't go back and forth on this. I don't know if you want to. Comment anymore, but that's just my opinion on it. Oh. I think that there is a big deal, you know, to a point. But I mean, if someone is, especially if someone wants to call themselves a 9/11 researcher or try to debunk me and Brian and say, you know, like, you know, I don't know if you got my point, but
No, they get your point. And the people in the chat, like Rex, he gets it. He's like, when you see all the live videos, it's hilariously obvious. And it is. It's so obvious. If you guys go to our website, therealnewsonline.com, and go to the 9/11 special that we just did recently, James starts off. It was me, Justin, and this other guy, James Sloan. He starts off talking about the plane that breaks down, how ridiculous it is, and, you know, you all the amateur shots and everything. And it's really just an absurd story, and it's really not much more than Hollywood. I mean, there were some things that went on in New York to mask people maybe from seeing what was really going on, or they had some sort of illusion going on. But for the most part, dude, you didn't see what you saw on those videos isn't even what really happened that day. So that's how much, you know what I mean? It's crazy how deep it gets. Crazy. Justin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think for a second I was clicked off, son. Yeah, no, definitely. It was a big illusion. If you're going to fake some of it, why not fake all of it or close to all of it, you know?
It was, close. Not, I won't say every image because I won't go that distance because who knows. But mostly everything you've seen has been fake. It's been a Hollywood production. And I know that's crazy for some people to hear, but we can prove it. I mean, go to my website. Spend a couple of days on it. It's beyond proven. If you're an honest, open-minded person, I mean, you can't even look at it any other way.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've been down every road there is, and it's just once you realize how deep that was the big point of it, you know, and that's how one of the reasons they got away with it, you know, and one of the reasons they made the truth movement was to you know, keep people going. In another way, chasing their tail. You know, it's sad, but I don't know. That's really all I have on that. But yeah, you know, regardless, this is something that they had to ingrain in our minds. You know, regardless what ends you believe in it, the whole thing about it is we all know they wanted to kill millions of people based off this lie and take over a bunch of countries and leave us with you know, start the pillaging of us, you know, which is one of the real crimes of it too, just because it gave them the reason to spend all of our money on on offense, not even defense. You know, it's disgusting. They did it all in our name, and everyone knows it. You know how many people in the world think 9/11 is full of shit? A lot more in America.
Oh yeah.
Definitely, you know, whether they know, you know, the details or not, you know, everybody knows the official story is bullshit. I don't know, Brian, where did you want to head from there?
Well, we had about, I want to be off at 2, so we had about 13 minutes left. Guys, we were going to have another guest on tonight, Lori Freire, so maybe we'll have her back next week if she's willing to come on. She was going to talk about the Fed Reserve and get into that. So we're going to skip over that tonight. I don't know. I don't really got much more. What about you guys? Let's see what do the chatters want to talk about? We'll go right till 2, guys. We've got 12 more minutes, and then we've got to cut it off. Anything else you guys wanted to talk about, and we're gonna pretty much wrap it up here. I don't know. I think maybe, you know, just I think just becoming more aware of the music industry has been kind of eye opening for me. I can recommend this YouTube video I saw. I think it was called The Illuminati Music Industry Exposed. It's like one of the first 2-hour documentaries that comes up, and it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Did you hear the Kanye West clip when he goes on the stage and he's like, "I sold my soul to the devil"?
Yeah. He's doing a freestyle, and what'd he say? I sold. It was a crappy deal. Kanye West says, "I sold my soul to the devil. It was a crappy deal." He said something about like getting a happy meal. I forget the exact lines of it, But either way, you know, and that's all he says. It's not like it's a whole song. He comes out and does an eight bar rhyme, and two of the bars are about selling his soul. You know, and I mean the whole thing about it is, you know, I think it just showed that he's, you know, he really did. And that's as far as it goes. It even makes you wonder about the weird timing of the death of his mother too. You know, I mean, I hate to insist that someone. I mean, maybe just the fact that you know, that they're gonna take someone out and don't do nothing like that. You like being in on it. I don't know, but. It does make you wonder, since all these people seem to have someone close to them die right around the time they start making a lot of money. You know, so I mean, it's, and they start being very symbolic. You know,
Jay-Z, since the last like 3 or 4 years, since Jay-Z and Kanye have been doing so many songs and videos together. I mean, I don't really even like any of them anymore. It's like, you know.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah. I know.
They really are.
Apparently, there's so much bullshit going on in all the videos.
You know, and just in general, it's in like Run This Town, you know, that was a complete ritual.
Oh,
just the whole, just the whole Trinity, Osiris, Isis thing that they did, Osiris, Isis, horse, and, you know, it just showed that they were the new faces, you know, of the Illuminati on the music industry. And it's just crazy. You know, as far as that goes, it, just the whole underworld themes to it, the demonic parts to it. Rihanna was the same one that came from the Baphomet thing. And then right after that, Kanye puts out Power. You know, so, I mean, it's all contrived. It's all fast. Another thing I wanted to bring up about that click is how Jay-Z, obviously, you know, what's his other name is Jehovah. Well, obviously, you know that another name for God is Jehovah. And you know, and that's very, you know, simple. To, I know he calls himself God and Messiah as well. And that's the thing is he's comparing himself to a deity. You know, he's you know, making himself larger than life. And that's you know, part of his occult, you know, status or what, you know. That's
the thing they like to do, to like insult Jesus too.
Exactly, totally. That's the thing about this, and that's the one thing that makes you, you know, wonder about all this. It's like if all that stuff they say about Jesus not being real and all that, which, you know, I don't believe that. I totally believe he's a real person. And I think he was really a person that was against religion, but I think he was like a revolutionary. But to make a long story short. You know, he fought against the Roman Empire, fought against the money changers and everything else. So I think the whole thing is, why do they hate this guy so much? They hate him that he was able to be one of the only, like, grassroots movements. You know, he went and had people that wanted to, you know, that were willing to get out of the Roman Empire, you know, to get out of the whole thing and join him. And they were following him, and they were mad that somebody could do this. And that's why it's like, you know, they have to, you know, to him, he's the first person that's actually beat them, you know, and they killed him and he became a martyr, you know. So to them, it's like, you know, that's why, you know, they hate him. They don't want people really worshiping him, you know. And it's a sad thing, whether you're Christian or not, whether you believe it or not, they definitely have something against Jesus. I'll tell you that.
How about that Dr. Dre video with Eminem and Skylar Grey? You seen that one?
Yeah, the one I think you posted on my wall the other day, correct?
Yeah, and
I need a doctor.
He's like dead, and he's in this tank and shit.
Yep. It's more transhumanism stuff too, you know.
And
of course.
With that, with, yeah, and then this girl's like floating around like an angel or a demon or whatever.
Yeah, it's all to symbolize that. They're also symbolizing the whatever Anunnaki type stuff, or, you know, the fallen angel ideas, and it's, you know, I don't know. As far as the schematics go in every single one, all you can tell is just that there is a message in there, and I do like there's a lot of good sites up there for breaking these down. Did Vigilant Citizen, we should check on their site and see if they actually did a breakdown for that one.
if not this, there's also some good people on YouTube that break down videos, you know, and there's a lot of things that I do see, of course, like when you come straight out and you see a Crown of Hathor, you know, or the, you know, the Eye of Horus, Eye of Ra, one eye thing all the time, you know, and obviously anything demonic and dark, you know, and when you see him throwing up the goat horns, you know, and this is stuff regular people see. It's not like, you know, but they just think, oh, they're just acting. It's just part of the show. You know, that's in Hollywood. Same thing. You know, it's you know, people, it's just entertainment to people, but they don't realize what they're giving to it. And it's sad. I don't know. I, it's the only way I can describe it, just as the energy of vampirism.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, man. It's pretty crazy.
You know, and here's something too. I just want to get back into, and this isn't just hip hop. This is every avenue you got. This is from heavy metal, you know, groups like Metallica, back to, of course, guys like Ozzy Osbourne, you know, and of course Led Zeppelin with Jimmy Page and everything, and you know, the fact he bought Crowley's Mansion. He also played at the 2008 Closing Olympics. You know, and their little illumination ceremony. So, I mean, it's not just, they control, you know, whether it's Hollywood, the music. Also, you know, there's people like Chris Angel. Chris Angel is someone that's, you know, also using magic. You know, again, it's not just the fact that he's doing little disappearing acts and whatnot, but he's, you know, like, you know, making himself another deity again, you know, and it's just more bullshit idol worship, and it's stuff that keeps people from dealing with real issues, you know, when they have people like this to impress them and everything else, and that, you know, that's, and you know what's funny though, is to the people that are out there that actually are paying attention, they're watching this and they're seeing how these people like Chris Angel, you know, are using fakery and whatever else to, you know, to get by people and are picking up on it. And people out there that are video experts and stuff are beginning to tell this, you know, or people that are just ex-magicians or magicians that don't like them. You know, there's tons of people that are just, you know, it's entertainment. What are you going to say? But it's all, you know, it's all symbolic as well. So that's pretty much my wrapping up point with that. But yeah, it ain't just hip-hop, but hip-hop is bad right now because it's popular. And it's popular with a crowd that they know is volatile, just like they did with the heavy metal crowd in the 80s. Same thing.
Yeah, same exact thing.
Oh, man. You know, if anyone wants a good read, too, check out the Laurel Canyon series. It's by, I think, Dave McGowan or something like that as well. I got to get you a link for it. But it's just a... It really is, breaks down the whole Laurel Canyon scene, and we're talking about murders from the Manson murders happened there, and these people all hung out there, to the ones they made Wonderland about. Wonderland Avenue is a street there as well, which is the four on the floor murders involving the porn star, what the hell is his name, John, I can't think of it. But anyway, this is, you know, this is a place that this stuff happens at. You know, all these famous people live there. Even if you go on their Wikipedia page, just go check in Laurel Canyon, you'll see all the celebrities that live there to this day. And, you know, you'll realize, you know, what type of power is in this place. And everyone that lived there at one point, from Jim Morrison to Frank Zappa, all their parents were all members of the military-industrial complex or, you know, some bigwigs, or CIA members, every one of them. And, you know, whether it was Joplin to Morrison, and Hendrix himself was in the Army and got let out for some strange reason, you know. So, I mean, it's very weird to let out a black guy from going to Vietnam at that time. You know, that wasn't the case. That was most of their draftees. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's very obvious that was a total subversion of that movement to make sure it went the way that they wanted to. Think about it. They could have solved this in the 60s and 70s. They had people chasing the government. Only problem is they stopped the government. They made Lyndon Johnson the scapegoat. They made Nixon the scapegoat. They stopped at them. Once those guys were out, they grew up, had kids, became Democrats or Republicans. Now they're the sheeple that we know as our parents and our, you know, our aunts and uncles that age, and it sucks. It's, you know, or if you're from that age, at least you're lucky enough to break out of it. But these people were awake at one time. You know, that's what bothers me. But, you know, you can't blame the World War II age. They've been propagandized forever. If you were raised in that era, there's usually not much hope for you because, you know, it's pretty – well, not too many people are left from that anyway. But, you know, as far as that went, everything was propaganda. You know, I mean, I guess the people that didn't were the people that were – I guess, you know, like if you lived in an Irish neighborhood, Italian neighborhood or whatever neighborhood – and they were anti-authority, maybe you got, you know, you understand it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, that's pretty much all I got. Probably get off, because we got the, I got work in the morning, so do you, but,
Yeah, but they thanked everybody for listening, thanks everybody that was patient with us when we had an issue on our site. In the future, we're always going to do our shows from the Dose of Reality. But if it ever crashes again like that and I can't get it up in the first, like, 5 minutes, we'll just come right over here to talk to you and do it. That way we don't lose any of you because we know that stock's waiting around. Nobody wants to wait around for a show for 45 minutes.
We don't want to wait around either to give it to you.
Yeah, we didn't either. It did suck that I couldn't feed through the audio that I wanted to, but I'm sure I'll figure that out tomorrow. So normally, though, we are on this link right here. This is the link to our radio page, okay? You know, check out the wrestling site. Check out the 9/11 stuff. Check out our blogs. Those pages especially, you know, because that's our personal, like, stuff. I mean, that we put a lot of time and effort into.
My blogs on Ron Paul and Alex Jones are Moon Special, too, as well.
Yeah, Moon Special. I just posted the link for the blog for the Moon Special too. So if you guys when you guys go to the site, you'll see the section that says our blogs right at the top, and right when you go there, the first one you're going to see is the Moon Special. But be sure to look at the list on the side. There's also sorts of tag words, and you can click any one of them, and it'll bring you to the blog that involves that. And we've written about quite a lot of stuff, and it's pretty much from the view that the alternative media won't even give you. It's like the real stuff. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean. You're here for the real stuff, not the bullshit. Not the fear.
Not the fear-mongering, fear porn, whatever you want to call it.
No. And I want to thank everybody from, it looks like we had a lot of people from TalkShoe that might have just randomly came over. So I'm wondering if maybe we should combine the two somehow to get a bigger audience, or at least, I could find a way to simulcast my other show over to here so it's live for everybody, because it seems like we'll have a bigger audience. I mean, there were a good amount of people here considering what happened.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely was.
But, guys, this is I will combine the two. Charles, I will. I archive everything here. I do it live at my site. But I'll simulcast it. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? I'll just run it. Yeah, exactly. I'll simulcast it so you guys can do it here, and then we'll just have to have two chats going, but that's fine. We can manage that. Because I know a lot of you guys like to use the TalkShoe, but we like to use the Skype headset. It's a lot easier on us. And my phone's always about to die.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, too, it's better quality too from us. You're not hearing all these. It is better.
I put a lot of work in setting it up, and it's easier about you know, for running videos and stuff and playing clips to you guys and everything. But yeah, we will start simulcasting here. But Charles, check out some of our archives if you haven't heard about us till now. And especially if you're into like 9/11 or anything like that, check it out, man. You'll be blown away. And then, you know, visit our website, guys. Visit our website. We're on every Sunday night at 10:30 Eastern time.
Definitely. Thanks for listening, guys. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Dose of Reality for Justin Cook. I'm Brian Stavely, and we're out of here.
Peace.
Peace.